This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، قال المصنف رحمه الله تعالى في كتابه رياض الصالحين في باب فضل العلم تعلما وتعليما لله. يحيى بن شرف النووي says in his book entitled The Gardens of the Righteous in the chapter The Virtues of Knowledge for the Sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who remembers a hadith that we mentioned yesterday? What was the hadith that we mentioned yesterday on the authority of Ibn Mas'ud on Muawiyah radiallahu anhu? It was a short hadith about wanting good.
Whenever Allah wants good for someone, He gives them understanding.
Jazakallah khair. Man yuridi Allah bi khairin yufaqqihu fi ddin. Yes, when Allah wishes good for someone, He bestows upon him understanding of the religion. So the hadith today is an Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam la hasada illa fitnatain rajulun atahu Allahu malan fasallatahu ala halakatihi fil haqq wa rajulun atahu Allahu al hikmata fa huwa yaqdi biha wa yu'allimuha. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, envy is permitted only in two cases: a man whom Allah gives wealth and he disposes of it rightfully, and a man whom Allah gives knowledge which he applies and teaches it. And this hadith is on the authority of Bukhari in his Book of Knowledge, and Muslim in the section of prayer and travelers and shortening, and Ibn Majah on the section of asceticism. So Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu mentions this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says that envy is permitted only in two cases. So is hasad bad? Hasad is envy. Is envy bad in Islam? Huh? What do you mean, generally speaking? Right. So generally speaking, yes. Ahsantum. Generally speaking, yes. Hasad is something that is madhmum. It is not praiseworthy. But there are exceptions. And this hadith is what? Dalil for the exceptions. The Prophet ﷺ said, La hasada illa fithnatain. Right? So he makes the nahi. He makes the prohibition. But then he makes the exception. He makes the istithna. Illa fithnatain. Except in two things. So hasad is something where... why is hasad bad? Why? Why is it bad? But it's talking from a logical perspective. Why is envy a bad thing?
Sort of questioning Allah's decree, Allah's blessings on others. You're sort of questioning that, wanting it for yourself.
Questioning or what? Challenging, right? And then wanting it for yourself. So you actually mentioned two different types of hasad. When the scholars talk about hasad, there's different types, or dare we even say levels. There's the envy to where someone has something you want, and you don't want them to have it. But then there's even worse than that. Well, there's it could be three. Has something you want, and you don't want them to have it. Rather, you want it to be transferred over to you. Someone has something you want, and you just don't want that person to have it. That person, fine. Mesh mish mushkila. Lakin hadha kif. How would you say hadha in Urdu? Would it be? Ye kyon. Ye kyon. Right? TK. Right? That's what it would be. No, no. And that's a problem, because that shows what in regards to your relationship with Allah. You said it's displeasure or questioning or, what was the other word you used? Challenging the what? Decree. Where in the Quran does it speak about this? Am yahsudun? Am yahsudun an-nasa ala ma atahumullahu min fadli? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a beautiful verse in regards to envy. He says, do they have envy upon mankind from what Allah has given them from His virtue? Look at how Allah says it. Is you, if you, when you hear the question, it's a rhetorical question. It is as though I ask you, would you scream at your mother, the one who raised you, when you learn how to scream? Right? You think, of course, the one that you, because Allah mentions a characteristic that reminds you of the virtue of that thing, person, whatever, upon you, to make you recollect. Am yahsudu nas? Do they have envy upon nas, upon mankind? Ala ma atahum Allah min fadli. The ma here is the whatever they may possess. Money, knowledge, position, reputation, whatever. Ma atahum Allah. When he says that from what Allah has given, this shows what? That Allah has given. What does this show here? That Allah has what? Do what He wants. But Allah has what? He has given it to them. Meaning that they are not the ultimate source of that quality that you have envy over. Know that Allah has given it to them, and He gave it to them as a fadl. And fadl means virtue. If we go even deeper, we talked about this. It's what Allah has given them, and they used it. For khair, inshallah. Hopefully, whatever we envy, whenever someone's envy, it's envy over something that is good, and it can be over bad, Allah musta'an. Like, I envy that person because they have a lot of money, but we know that the money is from haram, or that person is popular because but the popularity is from something that has a bad reputation, or so on and so forth. Right? So Allah says, do they envy that person from what has been given to them from Allah by His fadl? So this verse is beautiful because the Prophet ﷺ is saying, لَا حَسَدَ إِلَّا فِتْنَتَيْنِ. The first one is where a man, Allah gives wealth, and he disposes of it rightfully. This shows someone that has wealth and disposes of it non-justly, in a way that is not commendable. Is that something we should envy? No. No. It's not something we should envy. Therefore, it's something we should not aspire to be, or the characteristics we should aspire to have. Did y'all catch that? So having envy of someone, man, I wish I could, mashallah, this brother has money, he's building masajid around the world. Or mashallah, this brother has money, and there's one brother I know, mashallah, you know, he finds people, he has orphans. Like he's, you know, I met him, subhanAllah, there was an individual sitting with us at the table, young individual. And subhanAllah, he took this child under his wing because that person's father didn't want to have anything to do with him when he was younger. He said, I don't disown this child. So he started to spend on this child, and he put this child through college. He's put maybe about 10 or 11 people through college. This is khifyatan, like secretly. He does this to help to put them through college and give them education. They come and visit him in his, you know, in his home, but they go to colleges around the world. I had the opportunity to meet three of them. And I didn't know until someone, not him, told me. One of them told me, yes, he's my father. I said, he's your father? He said, yes, he has spent on me since I was a young kid. He's put me through college. How the rajul, I envy this person. Like, if I had this money and I was to help change the life in this way, that's phenomenal. You know, these types of people you envy, they're spreading good on the earth. Right? Someone that has a career, someone that spends 8+ hours a day helping people, and they've made a lot of money from it, we envy that person, especially if they use that money and then they spend it in something that is good. That is something to envy. So the Prophet ﷺ said he disposes of it rightfully, and a man who Allah gives knowledge, which he applies and teaches it. And this is the shahid. This is the highlighted portion of the hadith. The Prophet ﷺ says, It is a man, وَرَجُلٌ أَتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْحِكْمَةَ فَهُوَ يَقْضِي بِهَا وَيُعَلِّمُهَا. A person that disposes of, or a man who Allah has gives knowledge, which he applies and teaches it. يَقْضِي بِهَا. He applies it and teaches it. So he applies the knowledge that he has, he or she, and he teaches it. So applying it is one thing, and then teaching it is another. And يَقْضِي بِهَا could be someone that makes their decisions based on it, i.e. their decisions could be their actions as well, and they teach it to the people. So teaching the knowledge to the people is something that will always be virtuous, because this is the inheritance of the prophets. The inheritance of the prophets is teaching the people about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Teaching the people about Allah, which brings us to another point. We may envy someone that may have intellectual capacity, which is good. And that intellectual capacity and fortitude, if you will, we should use fortitude, is teaching the people a certain science. Is this commendable, ikhwah? Teaching the people psychology, teaching the people engineering. Something to envy? The teachers? What do you brothers think? Yes? No? No comment, Yanni? Is this like is this like tabloids?
It's still knowledge.
Huh?
It's still knowledge, so they're teaching still the knowledge.
Okay. In Islam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Sunnah of the Prophet, the Alfad al-Shar'iyyah, when he uses in talking about in Islam, when they talk about knowledge, they're initially talking about the knowledge of Allah. The knowledge of the deen of Islam. But it does not omit, or let's say discount, the sciences. Because we can say indirectly, the sciences is ultimately knowledge of what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I teach physics, if I teach engineering, is not all this learning about the mechanisms in which Allah has created? It's learning about His creation and how they function with one another. This is ultimately knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the most noble knowledge is the knowledge of what? Quran and Sunnah. The knowledge of the deen of Islam. Right? The ones that spend their life teaching that, who is more virtuous? If Elon Musk became Muslim right now, you know how many Muslims would lose their mind to go and see him? But alim, 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 someone that is known to be an alim of the deen of Islam, he has a lesson between Maghrib and Isha. The crowd is like this. Had a khasara. This is a problem. There's one in Houston, his lessons are like this. This is a problem, ikhwah. Holding the people of knowledge at a high maqam, those are the best after the prophets, alayhi wasalam. It's very clear. But the problem is when we're indulged in the dunya and we have these on our phones and then we go to the news feed, so many colors and there's thousands of engineers behind these mechanisms to distract you away from what is important. So in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, the one that ata'a Allah ilman fa yaqdi biha wa yu'allimuha, the one that acts upon it and teaches the people it. Make no mistake, the most noble of knowledge is knowledge of the deen. It is knowledge of the deen. Because that is the knowledge that will save you on that day when you leave your family and they're all at your grave crying, where are you going to go? It is based on what you did in this life after the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ones that teach the people of that, wallahi, those are the most virtuous people. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that continuously learn this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to hold that in high maqam and to hold that in high regard, and to allow that to be a means for us, Shafi'a and Lena, to be something that can serve as a means for us to enter into Jannah to be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the rest of the prophets and the companions of Dhanullahi alayhim. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.